Our first story, in a part of Africa that's still reeling from a cyclone that made landfall in March, government officials are now getting an idea of the destruction by a second major storm. This one was named Cyclone Kenneth. It hit Mozambique late last week. At that time, its wind speeds were 140 miles per hour. That's the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane out of 5, but Kenneth was the most powerful storm ever to hit Mozambique. The nation's government says almost 3,400 homes have been destroyed and more than 18,000 people are displaced. At least 38 people died. One uniquely destructive thing about Cyclone Kenneth, it's slow. When a hurricane or cyclone doesn't pass over an area quickly, it can drop even more rain than it normally would, and that can make flooding even worse. Over the course of this week, forecasters expect up to 20 inches of more rain. Save the Children, an international aid group, says survivors in areas of heavy damage need food, water, and shelter urgently. But workers haven't been able to get to some areas because rivers have flooded and covered roads. Cyclone Kenneth killed 4 people on the island nation of Comoros, which is about 100 miles east off the coast of Mozambique. The Mozambican island of Ibo looks like it took a direct hit. Mozambique is not a wealthy country. More than 46% of its population is estimated to live in poverty, and natural disasters like this are part of the reason.